from KQED.
Well, the election is over, but the fallout from Tuesday's vote is still becoming clear, especially up in Sacramento, where Democrats seem to have won two-thirds majorities in both the state assembly and the state senate. Joining us now to talk about what comes next for Governor Jerry Brown and the legislature is John Myers, political editor for KXTV in Sacramento. And John, is it fair to say that after the passage of Prop 30, the most important thing to happen Tuesday might be that unexpected supermajority Democrats seem to have won?
I think so, Scott. I mean, you know, keep a couple of things in mind. First of all, no party has had a supermajority of the legislature since 1933. I mean, so we really are talking about something that Californians have not seen in a couple of generations. And second of all, unlike a lot of states where the majority party in their state houses get all the tools in the toolbox of state government, California has split that up a lot because of our voter registration patterns to where it's a two-thirds vote for taxes, a two-thirds vote to put measures on the ballot and other things. And this will change that, I think. You know, some people are believing this could be a tipping point, at least in how the state governs itself. Whether you are a Democrat or Republican, it is a big shift in who gets to pull the levers.
And does that mean that the state government may become more functional or less dysfunctional?
Well, certainly one thing it will do, I think, is that it will show the voters who's in charge. I mean, I do think that the two-thirds supermajority, when you haven't been able to have it as one party, especially when it took that to pass the budget, and that has changed now. But it has driven deals that really don't have anybody's fingerprints on them in terms of what it means about a Democratic priority or if it was a Republican priority. You know, they've been deals cut in the back. They were side deals to get one vote here, one legislator here. I think this will show the priorities, at least of Democrats. And I do think it puts the Democrats on the hot spot that if they can't stand up to that measure of power, then maybe the voters would look unkindly in 2 years.
Well, I talked to Tom Del Beccaro, who's the outgoing chair of the Republican Party in California. He acknowledged the obvious, which is that Republicans need to do a better job of reaching out to Latinos and women and younger voters. But he also had this to say about where that supermajority leaves the state.
A one-party rule is never good. The Democrats have had their sway for the better part of two decades in the state, and we have policies that have led to 20% underemployment and massive deficits.
John Myers, where does this leave the Republican Party?
Well, I think it leaves them searching for a lot of answers as to what to do next. And, you know, the one thing I think in listening to Chairman Del Beccaro's statements is that he talks about how things are bad in California now. Well, then that means they were bad when Republicans actually had the voice that they apparently don't have in the supermajority. I think Republicans have got to determine what their message is, who their constituency is. I know there's a lot of internal debate about whether or not they need to be broadening out and maybe moderating their tone or whether they just need to communicate better. But clearly there are wide swaths of the electorate in California they are not reaching. They're not reaching Latinos. They're not reaching young voters. And the demographic changes that we've seen in the population of California, we're finally starting to see them in the electorate in this past election. That's going to be something Republicans have got to think about.
You mentioned higher taxes, which the Democrats could pass on their own, although I don't know that that would get past Governor Jerry Brown. But I'm wondering, are there other issues where the governor and, say, moderate Democrats could team up with Republicans to get things done that, you know, maybe they wouldn't have gotten done with just Democrats before?
I do think one of the places to watch is in the notion of regulatory reform, and the one that we've talked about the last few years is CEQA, the state's Landmark Environmental Quality Act. There are a number of, we would call them moderate Democrats, business-centric Democrats, and the governor himself, who have talked about that the landmark environmental law is maybe not being used the right way. Some people file lawsuits, CEQA lawsuits, just to stop a project for no good reason, at least that's the argument. You've talked about that, but that's been a high hurdle to get through the legislature, especially because of the more liberal parts of the Democratic Party. Perhaps there's some coalition building there. So if you're a Republican legislator moving into Sacramento in the next few months, you know, if you find these issues that you can bridge the gap and work on these coalitions, you still have a voice.
I did talk with former Assembly Speaker Bob Hertzberg about, you know, how Democrats should deal with Republicans now that they really don't need them to pass very much of anything. Here's what he had to say.
Be gracious. Bring in the Republicans. They have ideas. And, you know, don't keep them out of the room, whether it's in budget discussions or any of these discussions. Bring them to the table and keep them there.
John Myers, you think that will be the inclination of Speaker Perez and the majority leader, Daryl Steinberg?
I think at the beginning, we're definitely hearing that. I mean, I talked to Speaker Perez on Wednesday, and he said, you know, it's not just about, you know, herding the cats of his 54 members, Democratic members in the Assembly now, the two-thirds, but it's also about figuring out what can he do with the Republicans? How can he listen to them? Because, I mean, he wants to be cognizant of not making this a Democratic versus Republican issue. But having said that, I think there are substantial issues Democrats can do on their own now, and it is not just taxes. You're right. The governor says tax increases are a vote of the people. But what about tax credits? What about fees? What about rule waivers that allow legislation to come up very quickly for a vote? These are things that used to take Republican agreements in the State House, and now Democrats can do it on their own.
That's John Myers, political editor for KXTV in Sacramento. John, as always, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.